out of the field. It's just been a great experience. Now, as far as our flight tonight, the wind's going to be out of south, so we will be going down the south end of the city someplace, and we don't know exactly for sure.
Yeah.
And since the Mr. Pia balloon just floats in harmony with all the air and gas around the Earth, why, we just kind of figure out where the wind is coming from. We turn a little balloon loose and see where it goes, and then we try to figure out some nice shopping center, a nice open field that would make it a nice gentle flight, and that's what we're going to be doing again this evening. So people who want to come out and see us, and I'd love to see all these youngsters and adults too, they just have to keep listening to WROV so that
Tanglewood was nice last night. We left from Ogden Road behind Tanglewood, and we had a southerly wind last night. When we say a southerly wind, that means the wind is coming from the south.
That's
so
right.
You travel in the other direction, you know, so we don't have any confusion about that out in the audience. And we traveled most all of the way across the city last night from Tanglewood to the Baptist Children's Home. That was a good little jaunt. That's probably 9 or 10 miles or so airline.
We figured that we were averaging about 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's pretty fast in a balloon, too.
That's right.
Moving on for a balloon, because we flew for about an hour and a half yesterday morning and went from the Baptist Children's Home to Roanoke College, which was about a mile or so. So the speed of it is entirely dependent upon the wind. I, for the benefit, again, Matt, of some people that might have seen the balloon at a distance, maybe I could ask you a couple questions about it itself, because it's kind of nice. How big is it? Everyone says it's huge, and it is.
The Mr. Pibb balloon is 55 feet in diameter, and it's 64 feet tall, and it holds 77,500 cubic feet of air.
Mm.
That's a bunch. That would fill up most of the swimming pools in, your largest swimming pools in town. That's about how much water is in that balloon.
Okay, how about the burners, Matt? Tell them about that.
Okay, the burners, there's two burners on this balloon. This balloon is manufactured by Raven Industries in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. In fact, they manufacture all the balloons in the Coca-Cola fleet. And these, there's twin engines on board, twin burners. And if one burner, if I chose not to use it, I could do a very good job flying it on one burner. You don't need both burners. In fact, one of the burners that I'm using today, it puts out more BTUs than the burner that I used last year when I was here.
Yeah.
So we have two burners at 11 million BTUs each. That's a total of 22 million BTUs. And I think if some of the engineers would convert that to horsepower, I think that's somewhere in the neighborhood of 6,000 horsepower.
Yeah, I know any of the astronomical figuring. You can take that many BTUs and say figure how long it would take to heat an average size house from one temperature, say 30 degrees, to another temperature.
Well, now that is a little bit the expression there is a little bit erroneous. Say 22 million BTUs. For example, your automobile probably has what 150 horsepower, but you're really not using all that horsepower all the time. And that same way is with the burners.
Yeah.
The 22 million BTUs means that if you open the valves full bore and just let it burn, that in 1 hour it would consume enough fuel that would be equivalent to 22 million BTUs. So that's what that means. So we very seldom have it on full bore very long, a matter of a second at a time, then we leave it coast.
That's definitely.
But the amount of fuel that we burn in one flight would probably heat one house maybe for, then in midwinter, maybe it would heat a house for one day.
Yeah.
Well, not hardly. Maybe half a day.
Another question that we get asked all the time is how high will the balloon go? What's its ceiling?
Okay. There's two ways I'm going to answer this question, Bart. One is that in our advertising flights, when we're promoting WROV Mr. Pibb over the top of the Roanoke here, we are normally flying at an altitude of about 500 feet until we get into a heavily congested area, and then we have to comply with all the federal aviation regulations, and then we have to get up 1,000 feet above the highest obstacle.
Yeah.
Now, the next way I'm answered is that how high will the Mr. Pibb balloon fly?
Yeah.
Well, we must have oxygen to support combustion. We know this, and all the youngsters in school and physics know this. Now, somewhere up there above the earth, the air is so thin that it doesn't contain enough oxygen to support combustion, and the flame in the balloon would go out. So we think that is probably somewhere around 48, 49, maybe 50,000 feet, and that's way up there.
Yeah, and I know the FARs, Federal Aviation Regulations, would require you to have oxygen for the crew aboard at anything above, 12,500, you have to have oxygen.
They recommend that we use oxygen starting at 12,000 feet, and then, we go on up, yeah. But you really don't have to start using oxygen until about 12 to 14,000, because we normally do a lot of skiing and stuff like that at 11, 12,000 feet, and we're very comfortable once we become acclimated to that altitude and to exerting our energy up there. But to be on the safe side, for example, if I went up one day and if I didn't have a lot of rest and was physically fit, maybe I would need oxygen at 13,000 feet. And let's say a week later, if everything's going well, I was physically fit, I've been eating properly and sleeping properly, I might be able to go up to 16,000 without having oxygen. But there's a very interesting thing here, Bart, is that once you go on up real high, breathing oxygen, when you come back down, you would normally say, well, when I get back to 12,000 feet, I can stop breathing oxygen again.
Yeah.
That's not true. You have to keep that oxygen mask on until you get right back down to maybe 8,000 feet.
Yeah.
And that's a very important thing for people who maybe decide to get in a little airplane and go up real high someday carry a little supplementary oxygen with them.
I do a lot of flying, but I don't go that high because I'm afraid of oxygen starvation or hypoxia, and it produces a very tranquil state of mind, and you think everything is fine. It's very deadly because you've got a feeling of euphoria. You think you're really on top of it when you're sustaining or when you're suffering oxygen starvation. Listen, I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. My time's about up. Tonight, then, can I wait? Can I expect a call from you to tell me exactly when and where so we can get a crowd out there and give away some Mr. Pibb?
Tonight, we will give you a call about 5 o'clock.
Super! So don't leave before 6 because I can't make it before 6.
You do what now?
No, I said don't leave before 6 now because I can't make it before 6.
But you know, we'll be getting our crew together at 4:30 and 5 o'clock. We'll all meet down at the Coke plant, and then from there we will launch a few balloons, see what direction the wind is really going to be in. We know it's going to be out of about 190 degrees, but sometime during the afternoon, the winds are supposed to pick up to about 18 knots. That's about 21, 22 miles an hour, or 20 miles an hour about. Then around 6 o'clock-ish, it's supposed to drop back down to 10 miles an hour, and that's when we're going to go take our flight across the city again.
Super, Matt. I'll be listening for your call, all right?
Bart.
Okay, have a good day. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Commander Matt of the Mr. Pibb Hot Air Balloon. It's 247. WRV, Captain and Tennille Lott will keep us together. It's BP at Channel 3 at The Rock, and this is my 7th year on the air today. Starting 7. This is the anniversary. 7 years ago today, I came to The Rock. And Rob had a little party with some donuts and some coffee. And today I have 3 lovely young ladies in bikinis who are going to stick around for a while and give me something to look at because, 7 years, it's worth a little more than donuts and coffee. And Carol, Debbie, and Terry are here today gracing your control room. And Chuck is standing in the corner and his eyes are plenty big.
Magic City Ford Blue gives you more value for your money.
BP The Rock is 903. And later on today, we're going to find out exactly when and where the Mr. Pibb Hot Air Balloon is going up. Yes, indeed, 82 degrees, sunny temperatures. Sunny today, temperatures in the mid-80s. I'm a little flustered with all this love. Low tonight, 60.
In the valley from Bova Distributing Company.
The control room looks better than ever today. 3 o'clock, and I have your weather. Mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 60s. It's 82. Rock Vrana. After midnight, we gonna let it all hang down and drag on the ground. Eric Clapton.
It's harvest time.
Harvest time is 3:03. Time to visit the new discount store in Salem. Harvest Ford Discount Store. It really is.
I didn't know that, by golly.
Mountain. Free personal checking from Mountain Trust Bank, your lifetime bank. Member FDIC.
BP at the Rock celebrating my 7th anniversary. 7 years in this very chair, and I have the calluses to prove it, and perhaps later on we'll have a display of those 10,500 hours in this very room on the air playing the hits, which is a long time, and I'm celebrating with the 3 lovely young ladies in bikinis, but 7 years, I need 4 more, because I need 7. I need 7 gals in bikinis, so I need 4 more. Come down and make me feel better. Give me something to look at today, maybe feed me grapes and fan me with palm leaves. hits. I keep trucking with the hits. WRBN, the Doobies, take me in your arms and improvise. As I could show stand, I would say I could stand a cheap thrill, but I am having a thrill right now, though it's not a cheap one, because we have three lovely young ladies in bikinis sitting here, all in honor of my 7 years on the air. Oh, Brady didn't get one single girl in bikinis, did he? No. Oh, Brady, they were all fully clothed, but then I've always had more class than he did. WRBN, Grand Funk. What's to pick the bad time to be in love? It's 3P at the Rock. It's 3:13. And I got some people needing aid and assistance. Some nurses are looking for a place to swim. No pools are open, and they need a place to swim. 981-7234, if you know of an open pool. All right, 981-7234. Some student nurses, actually. And a bunch of guys from the southeast called, and they need a pool, too, because the weather's nice for it, 82 degrees, and they can be reached at 343-3907, 343-3907. If you know of a pool that's open, you might want to call them over and invite them, because the weather's good for it. And I want to say thanks to Carol and Debbie and Terry, who came by and graced your control room for a while, because this is my 7th anniversary, 7 years on the air today. And they came by in bikinis, but they had to leave. Aww. Give me your pity. They were lovely, but they had to leave. I begged them to stay, but they had to leave, so I need some more. Because you don't achieve 7 years on the air here every day. That's a profound statement. And I really need some young lovelies here, preferably in bikinis, to feed me grapes and fan me with a palm leaf while I do my program today. And I understand that that grapes are a little out of season, but I don't think you'll have any trouble with the palm leaves. Mostly sunny with temps in the mid-80s today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 60, 82 degrees. If you don't have any pools that are open in the area, give me a buzz at the station, because I got some people that are looking for a place to take a soothing dip, as it were. 316, BTNO. Army BTO, hey, you. Big Brian, 319, the Rock of Roanoke, 82 degrees. Bake your bond. I guess it's about time to turn something over here. We don't want you burning any good material, if you know what I mean. And, 7 years on the air today, and for a while, Carol, Debbie, and Terry were here, and I was smiling, but now I'm frowning because I need some more young lovelies to help me today. Give me something to look at. 7 years doesn't occur every day. WRB Chicago. Make me smile. You've done it now, would you? Care to try to make me breathe heavily? It's the Rob O'Brady Alcohol Test. Friday morning, sponsored by the Commonwealth Corvette Club. BP, WRB, it's 324, and the music director, Mr. Music, Chuck Holloway, is here.
It's your 7th anniversary, right?
Right.
And who's your favorite group in the whole world? They're coming to town this weekend.
The Eagles.
Yes, of course. Well, I thought that you might really be thrilled to premiere the brand new Eagles single. How about
single.
That?
Hey,
Bart's been saying,
this
when are we going to get a new
wow.
Eagles record? Wow.
This is sweet of you. Wow.
So, like, put it on the radio.
This is a title track from a new LP, too, isn't it?
One of these nights.
One of these nights, and this has got to be a premiere copy. This is serious.
It is.
This is the first time?
First right
yes,
here.
Indeed. Her first well. That's a super way. Super way to do my 7th year in radio, to begin my 7th year. New Eagles single, One of These Nights. WRB and the Eagles, RB premiere, One of These Nights. It's a new album, and it came out very conveniently because the Eagles are going to be in town Friday night. It's 3:27, and I have two more lovely young ladies here. Oh, Holloway is still sitting in the corner. He's just standing there with his mouth open. He isn't going to leave the room. I didn't have time to get your names, girls. What's your name?
Sue Bella.
Sue?
And Betsy.
Sue and Betsy are here today because it is my 7th anniversary, and I'm indulging in a little looking today. Actually, I mean, because, you know, you sit in the old control room here, and it's not all that beautiful. It looks like it was decorated with a hand grenade, as a matter of fact. We're going to have it redone this summer to make it into a showplace, we hope. And in the meantime, the only way to make it look better is by putting nice-looking people in here, and in observation of the 7th anniversary, we have bikini beauties here today. Yes, we do. Oh, I love it. Clean off your boots, John. Calm down. Yes. John Denver, thank God I'm a country boy. BP 333, celebrating my 7th anniversary by having guests in today. What I would like to do is have a total of 7 bikini girls in the room at one time, and earlier today we had 3, and now I have 2. And they're dwindling here. So we need more. Come down and cheer me up. Yes, indeed. 7 years. Come on. Fire. Dwight Twilley Band, BP at the Rock of Roanoke. It's 3:36. Today through Thursday at the Gold Nugget Cafe, a whole fresh California strawberry pie. Half price with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Enjoy the friendly family atmosphere at the Gold Nugget Cafe, 3415 Williamson Road.
Raiders!
Turnover! celebrating my seventh year. I have a little orange juice here. Yes, got some orange juice. We have a golden. Fix me up a tequila sunrise. That would be good because it's very hot outside. Tequila sunrise would be nice. 82 degrees is the temp. And the pit balloon will fly tonight, shortly after 6. Give another shot of courage. Tequila sunrise. That'll be the Eagles in town Friday night. BP 19 till 4.
Who's so
Linda Ronstadt. Brave the ground you walk on. When will I be loved? That's the question of the day. I've been waiting for that. Hey, I got a friend of mine on the phone, the incredible Lawrence of Roner. Lawrence?
Well, if you're looking to me for love, forget it. I'll call somebody else.
You love me like a brother. I know, Lawrence.
Yes. But I was just pulling down the highway a couple of minutes ago, just driving around town.
Yeah.
And I heard you doing your 7th anniversary show, and I said, by George, my old pal Bart is celebrating, and I just want to call in and wish him the best and say it's been a wonderful 7. I wish I'd have got here for the first 3 of it, though.
Here it comes now. You got to have some zinger, Lair.
Well,
no singer? Aw, that's sweet of you. That's sweet of you. Well, I percolated.
It's all very true. I wanted everybody to know out in Radio Land that it isn't true what they say down at the bus station.
Here it comes. Yes, no, it's not, Larry. As a matter of fact, I'm not that easily had.
No, it takes money. That's about it. I did want to wish you well, though. It's been a great 7 years, I suppose, for
It's been fun for me.
The last 3 or 4, I guess. It's been almost 4.
We've been together for a while, that's for sure.
That's right.
That's true. I came out to your place and drank your beer Saturday night, and we sat around and talked. And I really got to say seriously that I certainly do appreciate your call, and coming from you means a lot, Lawrence. It really does.
Okay.
And I don't have any smart remarks or anything because you are one of my friends.
And I
say that with all sincerity, okay?
Great.
I'll look for you on the television tonight. What time are you going
to
be on?
Getting ready to go on at 5 o'clock. I got to go back here and clean up my body and take off.
It's on the Big Bra Tele-Auction. I'll be waving at you, all right?
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye, Larry.
Recently, I mean 6 auctions, Lower Level Towers Mall.
And 5217 Williamson Road. BP, hanging around to radio, year number 7 at The Rock. And I have enjoyed all of it, really. No smart remarks about that. Well, I bet it's still 4, and looking for bikini beauties to come down and brighten up the room a little today. After all, I think I can indulge myself. For the 7th anniversary.
Vaseline, number one choice at Indy. A quality product of Ashland Oil, a growing worldwide company.
Oh, my valves feel better already. Mostly sunny with temperatures in the mid-80s today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 60 degrees. And it's an incredible 83 degrees, which is about as warm as it's been this year so far. 4 o'clock at the Rock. We are here in the Raspberries. And always, BP at the Rock. Now I have 6 ladies in bikinis here now, and I need a total of 7. I have 6 at this moment because I'm celebrating my 7th year on the air. And I needed 7, because that'd be pretty appropriate. Could we have a gum suited up, maybe, and send her in to round out number 7? Do you think that'd work? Have a lot of people. Here comes Chuck again. Chuck's coming in. And Dave's here today. I want to get your names. I think I got the microphone. What's your name?
Nancy.
This thing is not working. Chuck, how do you work this?
What?
Dial up there. I've turned a little dial. You put this up, don't you?
I sit right there.
It looks like
you. How long have you been here?
7 years. I can't work this thing. This is a strange device. This little thing, a little Heath kit we've got here. This is not radio station equipment. Silly little thing. Okay, Nancy, right? Okay, what's your name?
Virginia,
what's your name?
Janice.
And
Alice.
What?
Alice,
do you have a restaurant?
No.
Oh, we got a movie about Alice's restaurant we're going to show this week. And we still have Sue and Betsy here. So that's 6. Need one more.
That's right.
Did you happen to bring your bikini today, Chuck? You got bad legs anyway.
Williamson Road.
Hey, it's 4 or 5 at Arley. We're running low on pibs, right? Probably. We got a few more pibs out there. Let's call the Coca-Cola Company in Hemsons. We could get a truck over here, probably, with some pibs on it. They'd do that. I fly in their balloon. We got a lot of mentions on the air. Coke, if you're listening, send us a truck over here. We need some more pibs.
It's harvest time.
Nothing but the best for our guests here. Harvest time is 4:05. The new name is Harvest Ford Discount Store, the only one in the state of Virginia.
I didn't know that.
You watch. I'll get a truck over here. I'm going to have him bring me some, I'm going to have him bring a truck full of Mr. Pibb over here. 7 years on the air. I have power in this city. I can speak and people jump. If I pay them, it's 406 and I'll pay for it if that's necessary. Don't WRV Elton John, Deaf, Dumb, and Blind Kids, replace a mean pinball. Would you please hold Coca-Cola? All right, I'm on the phone here with the Coca-Cola company. Gonna guess Mr. Pibb down here. The Mr. Pibb balloon is in town, and people are coming down because it's my 7th anniversary. The Rock of Roanoke. It's 4:10.
The investment that pays a lot more than it costs. Howell and Shirley, they sell real estate.
All right, I'll be BP with my 7th anniversary on the air, and I have on the telephone right now Phil Backman. Phil, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I got you, and you're on the air, and you're calling from Norfolk, and it was 7 years ago, I guess tonight, that you showed me how to run the equipment here.
Right, I had a broken arm, you remember?
I remember it.
Yeah, I had a broken arm, and I sat with you and showed you how to run everything. You worked 12 to 6.
Midnight to 6, and what were some of the songs popular then? Don't take it so
hard. Oh, let's see, that would be 68. Angel of the Morning was big. Roanoke, RV played that first, and let's see, what else was big back then? Moni Moni by Tommy James was a big hit song.
Lover's Holiday by Peggy and JoJo. That was
Yeah, yes, sir. That was
a good number one, and Pictures of Matchstick Men, and a lot of songs like that I want to play later on today. But it's very nice of you to call. You're on the air now at WNOR in Norfolk, right?
Yeah, I'm doing the same show you are.
You're actually on
the
air.
Saying different things, but yes. I'm working the afternoon show down here. My hours are 3 to 6.
And mine are 2 to 7. I
rub it in. You know how it is.
Yeah, rub it in, Phil. That's all right. I have to work longer hours, but I got 6 girls in bikinis in the room right now and more on the way, and I have just called Coca-Cola, and they're sending over a special truck for Mr. Pibb.
Why don't you put those girls on a special truck and send them down here? We've got some nice bikini weather.
I'll bet you do, because he's at the beach. How is it at the beach?
It's beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky and 82 degrees right now.
Hey, we got your beat, Phil. We got 83 down here.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got the water to keep us cool.
Oh, I bet it would be super. You know, we got a pool shortage in Donville.
A pool shortage?
Yeah, the majority of the local pools have not opened yet, and the people are calling up. I got people all over town looking for pools to swim in, and you don't have that problem there, do you?
We have this great big pool. They call it the ocean.
Yeah, well, that's super, man. Well, we might be able to put some of these girls on the truck and send them up that way.
Okay, but we'll be looking for them.
Give me a smart remark, because you're a noted smart mouth. There's no doubt. You cannot have done this seriously. There's got to be some kicker, Phil. I'm ready.
Well, have you heard about the new... No, I can't use that. That's an ethnic slur. I can't think of any...
No, let's not do that now. You don't have anything.
I could make some remark about you've had your fill.
I've had my fill. Okay, Phil, thank you for calling, baby.
All right,
bye-bye. Mostly sunny. Temperatures in the mid-80s today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 60. It's 83 at The Rock. 414 Elvis. Trouble, baby. Big Bart, the Rock of Roanoke, it's 4:16. Today through Thursday at the Gold Nugget Cafe, a giant slice of good fresh California strawberry pie. Just 29 cents with your meal. Enjoy the friendly family atmosphere at the Gold Nugget Cafe, 3415 Williamson Road.
The Cold Rock.
From United Artists, this picture has been rated R.
R. See Alice's Restaurant Friday and Saturday nights past 11 at the Terrace and Towers Theaters. Come as you are. Admission $1.75.
Big part, it's 4:18 with my 7th anniversary show on the air, and I figure after 7 I can do anything I want. I'm celebrating day by having lovely ladies down in bikinis because I'm a leg man. That's all there is to it. I will admit that. I mean, I'm not a strange or anything. I like to see bikinis, and so far I've had 9 girls in bikinis down today, and I need some more. Where are they? Because the other girls had to leave. Did they? That's awful. I need some more girls in bikinis down here right now, please. I'm having everything's going black. I need it. Oh, please.
I
can't stand it. Please, hurry. Hurry. Sunny with temps in the mid-80s today, tomorrow, low tonight 60. Just checked Virginia Beach, sunny at 82 out there. It's 83 in Roanoke with America, Sister Golden Hair. Sister Golden Hair, BP 422. Time to turn your bodies over because you don't want you burning anything. Hey, some more girls in bikinis down here right now, please, because it's my 7th anniversary on the air, and I just got off the phone with Coca-Cola and sending down a truck. Full of Mr. Pibb, so that all my guests might drink Mr. Pibb today because, the balloon is in town. It's been going a long way for Mr. Pibb. I've been drinking it all day long, and it goes down good. BP for Don Constable, AMC of Roanoke, out on Franklin Road, where you always get a good deal and a good deal more, and for the next few days, you can save like never before on Gremlins. Let me tell you this Gremlins story here. Due to the success of the sale on Gremlins they ran last month, if you recall, AMC has extended the factory-authorized sale on Gremlins. All Gremlins and Don's lot are discounted $100 to $600 before they figure your trade. Now, I've always told you they got super trades at Don Constable AMC. Was out there the other day. They told me they needed good, new, used cars And so they're dealing like never before. So you buy a Gremlin, you're going to save two ways. You're going to save on the initial price, and you're going to get a super trade-in. Plus, you get the AMC Buyer Protection Plan. Don Constable, AMC of Roanoke.
Looking up and down.
BP, the Rock of Roanoke, it's 425, and we'll be telling you shortly where and when exactly the Mr. Bib Hot Air Balloon's going to go up tonight. Celebrating the 7th year on the air with a refreshing balloon ride. Yes, indeed. Alice. W.R.B. Alice Cooper, only women please. BP 428 to Rock wanted a person to help drive to St. Petersburg, Florida. Expenses paid. And the other person wants to leave on Thursday. And if you're interested in this, telephone 387-0200.
387-0200. That's July noon on Saturdays.
Right, Joe Myers and Shrek. Hey, all.
W-R-O-B.
Where are the bikinis? Bring on the bikini beauties today. That's all I ask for my 7th anniversary. That's all. 4:30, BP 83 degrees with Super Tramp. Bloody well right.
Yeah, yeah, you're bloody well right. You know you got a right to say.
Well, you're all in Super Tramp. You're right, you're right, you're bloody well right. BP at the Rockets, 4:33. I need some more ladies in bikinis down here. I don't ask much of you. I sit here playing the hits, working 6 days a week. Not even getting a break to have dinner. I work on Christmas and everything. I want some ladies in bikinis to give me something to look at. And we called Coke a minute ago, and they sent over a truckload of ice-cold Mr. Pibb, because Mr. Pibb is the drink of the week with a balloon in town. And I want some ladies to come down and help me drink this. Okay, please, at the 15th and Cleveland. That's where we're located. Just come on in. And Bubbles Legum is, like, organizing everything. She's our social director. Aren't you Gum? Speak up, yeah. Gum. They can't say... Gum cannot... 3 years she's been in radio and she still can't really understand that the folks at home cannot see her nod her head.
Some of America gift certificates at Virginia Fashions. Get three haircuts for the price of two for your family at Charles Style and Barber Shop. Oak Grove's grand opening, Friday and Saturday. You'll have a blast.
Repeat the Rock, 4:35. We have another drink. That's genuine, Mr. Pittman. Been drinking this only... I just thought of something, man. Drinking Mr. Pibb all day is super, but I'll be riding in the balloon tonight, and balloon has no restrooms. Putting away the Pibb all day long. I mean, just, you know, the balloon is just open all the way around, and there's no... I know what... I wouldn't do that. No, I know what you're thinking. No, I wouldn't do that. No way, I promise. Not even if it kills me, I won't. The Grassroots, my midnight confession. I don't wear any pajamas. No. All the world. RLB BP at the Rock. 83 sunny degrees. I love it. Yes, I do. 20 till 5.
Engine right, pony, many miles.
Come, let me soar. 17 till 5, it's Michael Murphy, and he'll be riding Wildfires. BP, and I'll be riding the Mr. Pibb balloon shortly after 6 tonight. Now, we're not sure where we're going to last from, because test balloons sent up have gone hither and yon in no direction in particular, so we really have not determined which way the wind's blowing. We will know by 6 o'clock and be able to tell you exactly where we'll launch the balloon from. And we do want you to come out and see it, because it's incredibly big and beautiful, and I'm celebrating 7 years on the air today by buying all the girls in bikinis that come down Cokes. Mr. Pibb, Coke. They sell Mr. Pibb. Either one, Coke or Mr. Pibb. Preferably Mr. Pibb, because this is the Mr. Pibb season in Roanoke with a balloon all over it.
Recently.
Oh, that's it. Hear all the noise in the background? Turn on the noise here. Yes, make a little noise here. Make a little noise, Chuck.
Noise.
Hear that? You know what that is? Do it again, Chuck. That's not Xavier Cookout on the maracas. No, that's Chuck on the ice chest full of Mr. Pibb. The people that manufacture Mr. Pibb Coke, they were nice enough to send me down an entire chest full of ice down Mr. Pibb, because I've been having people in today because it's my 7th. Shall I pop one? What am I going to do in the balloon? There's no restroom, though. Drinking this all day long. It's going to be bad.